This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, here with puzzle guru Art Chung and house musician Jonathan Colton. It is time for a little game we like to call Stump Jonathan Colton. Mm-hmm. This is where we ask house musician and college graduate Jonathan Colton.
Not to brag.
About a piece of trivia we found on the internet.
Okay. Yeah. I already have questions, but go ahead.
So here it is. When Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon in the gentle year of 1969, they wore spacesuits.
That's a good idea.
Developed by a company best known for making what everyday piece of clothing? You just have to guess.
All right. So people, what clothing items are there? Shirts. That's a kind of clothing.
It is, sure.
Pants.
Oh, I love pants.
Socks.
One of my favorites.
Underwear. Now, underwear is interesting.
Isn't
and I'll
it?
Tell you why.
Why?
Because underwear at least has some elastic qualities, okay?
Upright.
So there's a little structural thing happening with underwear. You got to know a lot about elastic. You got to know a lot about stitching, okay? Because you don't want uncomfortable stitches near your whoosie-whatsits. So I'm going to say, because it's an interesting answer, I'm going to say underwear.
Okay, that's good. Do you want to go with any specific kind of underwear under the umbrella of underwear?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to say not boxers.
No.
You know what I'm going to say?
What?
I'll tell you what I'm going to say. Here is the field of clothing where you have to know a lot about materials. Ladies' underwear.
Yeah.
I'm talking your brassiere.
Right.
Bras. The people that made the spacesuit made bras.
You are correct.
No, really? That is absurd.
Yes. The International Latex Corporation, known by its consumer brand Playtex, because the suits were made from the similar nylon and latex used in the bra making process. They were push-ups. and they loved those spacesuits.
I bet they did. Yeah, even wear them for 18 hours and they're still comfortable.
It was like hook and eyes all the way up the back. If you've heard a piece of trivia that you think will stump Jonathan Colton, share it with us on Facebook or Twitter.